This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let me tell you about what is happening right now with the CDC and the mask guidance and everything else. So what we know about this Delta variant, Delta, the higher COVID infection rates are found in some counties with a higher vaccination rate. Why and what that says about the Delta variant. This one doctor says, he says that the counties referenced with higher vaccination and case rates are more densely populated, blah, 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 blah. But they're saying now that preliminary data from China indicates the viral load in the nose from the Delta variant may be 1,000 times higher than previous variants. If that's the case, even a little bit in somebody who's vaccinated could be a lot. This is China now. Again, China is giving us this data. The Delta variant. Does anybody find this to be particularly, I don't know, eye-opening, the fact that we've got this variant now that seems to be potentially vaccine resistant in some way, shape, or form? Again, I don't know if it really is. I don't know. I just feel like they're not telling us the truth. But it seems to me, like, listening to this story that I have here, that it seems like the Delta variant, according to what this data is from China. So what? How does China know about this? How does China know about the Delta variant? I thought it started in India. See why I'm so confused right now? I try to follow the news and try to stay up on these things, but I thought the Delta variant, which what we're talking about now today, I thought that started in India, but now they're saying data from China indicates. So was it in China first and then it went to India? Because I thought it was the Alpha variant was here. The Delta variant started in India, made its way to the UK, and then made it here. See why I feel like everybody's lying? And I just don't understand what's happening right now. They're saying now studies are indicating the vaccine may reduce transmission, but those were based on previous COVID variants. They said that if you had the vaccine, you can't transmit it to other people. And now they're saying originally we thought that might be true, but it's no longer the case thanks to the Delta variant. Somebody asked me a question. They said, Rich, do you think it's possible that maybe if this virus was created in a lab, that maybe it was created in a way to dodge the vaccines? Yes, I do. I do. 100% I believe that. I've said that for months. I actually probably said that for a year and a half. If it was a bioweapon, and there's a lot of evidence to say it was, the Biden State Department has acknowledged the Chinese military's involvement in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. If it was a bioweapon, then it makes sense that as they're creating the bioweapon, they're also trying to figure out how the enemy can't find a way to stop it, right? If you make the weapon, you also want to make it so that the enemy can't figure out a way to stop it with a vaccine. That makes perfect sense, obviously. I think the Delta variant is a wake-up call. If you honestly believe to yourself that this thing came from nature, and now you're dealing with this Delta variant, I think you're an insane person. I do. I think you are a denier. You're a science denier. If you still think this virus came from nature, given this variant, you are a science denier, because this variant proves it came from a lab, because of the fact that right now they're saying that vaccinated people have a higher chance of spreading it than unvaccinated people. How the hell is that possible? All right, 855-839-1210. That's what it says. That's what they're saying. They're saying this now. New York Times is saying this right now. The viral load is higher in vaccinated people than unvaccinated people. What does this mean for us? Okay, first of all, let me ask Greg Stocker, the corporate shill / executive producer. What does this mean for us here at Odyssey? Have they said, are they changing things? What's going on?
Absolutely nothing. I have an audio clip that I'm going to play of Governor Tom Wolf, who was on the KDK morning show, and he says mask mandates are not coming back. So an issue for Pennsylvania.
It's not an issue for us.
No.
Okay, great. That's great news.
Our market manager is using it as a way to just show leadership. I would assume he's wearing a mask, but he's, you know, people can do what they want here. If they're vaccinated.
Okay, that's today.
Yes.
Are people coming back to the office?
I mean, we have, they're probably here two or three times a week.
I mean, writ large.
Writ large?
Story that I have in my show sheet, CNBC, employers are rethinking return to office amid Delta variant spread and CDC indoor masking guidance.
Yes.
Employers now are pushing back. They were going to come back after Labor Day. Now, because Delta, now they're saying we're going to probably push that off again. We're going to push that back again.
Yeah. I'm sure a lot of companies are using it as a way to, you know, employees are using it as a way to not come back. You know what I mean? Like this is an excuse maybe to say, hey, I don't want to come back because of the Delta variant or the Lambda variant.
Oh, so you think it'll be an excuse for people who don't want to come back to school? What about teachers, Dawn? Is it going to be an excuse for teachers to not come back to school?
I hope not.
You bet your ass it will be. Sorry, I shouldn't curse. I'm not on my podcast. Arse. You bet your butt it will be.
You can say ass. It's fine.
Tushy. All right.
You said it,
you're,
not me.
You're tushy.
What happened to the good old days of
vax and scratch?
I thought the vax was going to take care of all this. What's happening now? What's going on?
What?
Well, you were never like they never said that if you got the vaccine you wouldn't get COVID, did they?
Well, listen, I think they did. I think they said your chances of getting it were so small that if you had it, you wouldn't even know you had it. That's right. What they were saying, and that you couldn't spread it. They said that.
They did say the spread thing. So,
Greg, it's in the article you put in my show sheet. Yeah. Quote from the doctor. Originally, we thought that might be true, that if you're vaccinated, you can't transmit COVID. That's what they said.
I know it's in the... I put those things in your show sheet, not because I agree with them, but because I think you'll find them interesting.
I'm saying they said that, Dawn, right?
Right, and what the CDC is not releasing is the raw data. I'd rather hear from the nerdy, brilliant scientist people who are working day and night on this stuff from the labs and give us the raw data. Tell us what's happening. Say, look, in these 100 samples, random samples, we found something that surprised us. We want to give everybody a heads up. I wish they'd say, remember when Trump would just say, be smart? If they're not going to give us the raw data, just say, hey, people, be smart. Here's the information we have at this time.
But what we need to know, the 49 people that were vaccinated in New Jersey died of COVID. What we need to know, what I want to figure out here is, and this is what I don't understand. I don't understand if they think this Delta variant is that problematic where they're telling us to put masks on again, then they need to be honest with us about what was going on in China with the Delta variant. This
exactly.
is the first time in my, if there's an article about China and this virus in Wuhan, I get a Google alert on it and I read it. I know everything about the Wuhan lab. I talk about it all the time. Somebody tell me, please, did you know the Delta variant was in China? Did you know, Greg?
Did I know the Delta variant was in China? No.
Did you know, Dawn?
I did, but I figured, I just assumed based
India, they said it was in India.
Well,
they said it started in India.
I inferred based on what everything you've said, because you've been right, your instincts have been so good. I just thought, you know what, this started in, and it spread to India.
Oh yeah, okay, well let me clarify. Oh, it 100% started in China. But when it spread to India, what I'm saying is, I thought, what I was led to believe, was that in the nation of India, which is part of Asia, that there, the variant that originally started in the Chinese lab, when it got to India, it morphed into the Delta variant. That's what I was told. I was told that.
That's basically what they made it seem like.
Okay, but if that's not the case, then doesn't that actually give credence to another crazy theory that I had, which is that this virus was engineered by China to fight India? Because think about it now. The Delta variant ravaged the country of India. Like, we're okay. I mean, it seems like we're going to be okay. But it ravaged that country. And I said to you from day one, China and India hate each other's guts. They have the border. There's guards on the border. They're nuclear powers. And the world is worried about China and India fighting. They worry about India and Pakistan fighting. They worry about China and India fighting. And then that would be a World War III with, it would be a mess. And so China develops a virus in the lab with the Chinese military, and they purposely are working on targeting it for people of India, because people of India are different than people of other countries. They have different DNA, obviously. And they work on this and they create this. So if that's, so if the Delta variant was in China and now we're getting the research from China, that absolutely gives credence to the theory this was a bioweapon designed to hurt India and maybe other countries too. But that theory cannot be dismissed because of this fact.
But see, the vacuum, the, in other words, the lack of just good, hard data leads people down these roads. And then you look at the fact that, that I've had, you know, I have friends who are, you know, who are people of ethnicity, brown and black skin, and they're saying, look, this thing, maybe it was engineered to, because racism is all over the news, right? So they're like, maybe this was engineered to take out people with black and brown skin. This is the kind of stuff that now creates all this fear and all of these beliefs. None of it may be true, but they've got to give us the raw data because people are scared now. And this is, to your point earlier, this is going to lessen the amount of people getting the vaccine, which we all have here on the Zioli show. We're, I'm Pfizered. We were all fully vaccinated.
Yeah, I'm Pfizered.
So
I'm Pfizered, and I've been living my life. I've been living my life as if COVID was over. I thought COVID was over. They told us COVID was over, and now they're telling us COVID's not. And what I'm worried about is, my concern is, they're lying to us. I think that maybe they know more about this variant than they're letting on, and they're not telling us, because if they told us, it would confirm what we all believe, which is the virus came from a lab. I'm telling you, there's something going on here. They're playing a game here. I'm telling you, there's something more to this. My instincts, my Zioli Spidey sense is up again. You know what happens, Dawn, when that gets up?
I know.
When that is, then eventually I'm proven true. There's something else about this Delta variant that they're not telling us. And I think they know. My instinct is they know this was a bioweapon, and they've come to that conclusion, and they're really worried, about how this thing's going to do against vaccines. And they're not telling us because they do not want to acknowledge in public that China made a bioweapon that's been unleashed on the world, because they're worried about what that's going to mean. They're worried about the implications of that. They're worried about the economic implications of that, and they don't want to be honest with us about it. And I'm concerned about that fact, because if this thing is worse than they're telling us, and they're not telling us, then we've got a real problem here. And once again, the government's doing what it always does. It lies. It lies. It lies. It lies.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.